Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
The website 538.com currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.2% of the time, up slightly from last week. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Agricultural and Nutrition Act of 2018, also known as the Farm Bill, on June 21st, by a vote of 213-211. 20 Republicans joined all Democrats voting against it, but Representative John Faso was in the yes column. Republicans added more work requirements for recipients of food stamps in the bill, which means thousands of veterans and others will lose the benefits. The Senate must now pass the bill, which needs the president's signature.
Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative John Faso and Sean Patrick Maloney each saw proposals they backed included in a bill combating the opioid crisis approved by the House on a vote of 353-52 June 14th. Republican Faso sponsored a measure intended to restrict the mailing of synthetic opioids like fentanyl from China and other countries by enabling postal authorities to track and to intercept packages from known sources before they are sent to the U.S. Democrat Maloney's contribution was a new requirement that the federal government publish an annual report on internet opioid sales and the covert websites that peddle the drugs. Maloney said, and I quote, "The fact that we don't even know the extent of this problem is just crazy to me," end quote. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "I am encouraged that we came together to craft a real solution to this problem that is realistic, implementable, and effective. This is a big step in our fight to rid our communities of deadly synthetic drugs such as fentanyl," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray, Politics in the Hudson Valley and Catskills. Local politicians and political groups are weighing in on the children being separated from their parents by immigration officials in the United States. Local activists affiliated with MoveOn.org group have a rally at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 30th in the public square in Hudson at the corner of Warren Street and 7th Street. That's the same day that many other protests will happen around the country, with the largest in Washington, D.C. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutch's Commission on Human Rights have condemned the separation of children from their parents, saying, and I quote, "Governmental intervention that breaches this relationship between a parent and a child without adjudication for anyone, but especially asylum seekers and others escaping brutal economic, social, and political conditions is not only unwarranted, but cruel," end quote. Dutch's Human Rights Commissioner Jody Miller said, and I quote, "For all the concerns about big government and cost effectiveness, this is a moral abomination. This is not what we are about in this country," end quote. New York senators also weighed in on the issue, with Kirsten Gillibrand tweeting on June 19th, and I quote, "The Department of Homeland Security is tearing young children away from their parents. It is abhorrent. It is immoral. And the administration should stop this today. But since they won't, Congress needs to step up," end quote. Chuck Schumer tweeted on June 18th, and I quote, "As everyone who has looked at this agrees, this was done by the president, not Democrats. He can fix it tomorrow if he wants to, and if he doesn't want to, he should own up to the fact that he's doing it," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted June 19th, and I quote, "I am co-sponsoring the Keep Families Together Act, a bill that would prohibit DHS from separating children from their parents except in extraordinary cases, allow parents to reunite with their children if separated, and shine a light on any future abuses under this Trump administration policy," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement saying he wouldn't send New York National Guard troops to the border. Although asked to clarify, his office says they were never asked to send troops to the border. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has not released any public statement on the issue, but on Father's Day he tweeted, and I quote, "Being a father is my proudest role. I have always cherished being a father for my children, Nicholas and Margaret. Happy Father's Day to each and every dad in upstate New York," end quote. An 8-year-old boy, Abel Alexander Arantes Lopez, is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle, multiple news outlets are reporting. The boy is one of thousands stripped from their parents as part of President Donald Trump's new immigration policy. Blanca Arantes Lopez, the mother, told the Associated Press in Spanish as she wept through a telephone interview June 18th from prison, and I quote, "I haven't been able to talk to him. The most difficult is not seeing him," end quote. The New York Post reported that Governor Andrew Cuomo says there are more than 70 migrant kids being kept away from their parents in different parts of New York State. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We have about 10 facilities in this state. We haven't spoken with all of them. We know there are over 70 children just by the ones we have talked about, but they are in Dobbs Ferry, Lincolndale, Irvington, three in the Bronx, one in Syosset, and one in Kingston," end quote. He was announcing a plan to sue the federal government about the treatment of the children. At least 2,300 children are being kept from their migrant parents because Trump wants to win concessions from lawmakers to build a wall on the Mexican border and to deter other migrant families from coming to the United States. In the case of the woman with the son being held in Kingston, her lawyer says 3 years ago the boy's uncle was kidnapped by extortionists and released only after the family paid. Arantes, the 26-year-old mother, said, and I quote, "When they don't get their money, they kill people," end quote. The boy's father is hiding in Guatemala. Matt Adams, legal director of the Seattle-based Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, and the mother's lawyer, said they attempted to apply for asylum. Adams said, and I quote, "A lot of people are showing up at the border to apply for asylum and are being told we don't have the capacity for them. It's not like they can stand in line for several days because the Mexican officials will grab them and deport them, so they're forced to go through the ravine of the river," end quote. They immediately reported themselves to immigration authorities and requested asylum, Adams said. U.S. immigration officials then arrested the mother and the son May 22nd and separated the two. After being held for a while, they let them see each other one last time. She recounted, and I quote, "They told me, say bye to him because he's being transferred. They just told me to say bye to him. He just started crying, saying, 'Don't leave me, Mom.' I just said, 'I'll be okay.' That's all I said," end quote. The boy was allowed to talk to his aunt, Maria Quantes, who lives in Maryland, on the phone. She has petitioned for custody. Maria Quantes said in a phone interview, and I quote, "When he calls, he's crying. He doesn't want to be there," end quote. Trump claimed June 20th, after much criticism, that he may rescind the policy. He said, and I quote, "I'll be signing something in a little while that is going to do that. I'll be doing something that's somewhat preemptive and ultimately will be matched by legislation, I'm sure," end quote. After most other New York politicians and activists criticized the president's policy of separating migrant children from their parents, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, finally released a statement on the issue June 19th. He wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "This is a humanitarian issue, and the policy of separating children from their parents is wrong and needs to be addressed immediately. For too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day. Congress should address the issue quickly, and the compromise legislation I support will do so. In addition, this legislation improves border security, resolves the status of the DACA population, and contains other reforms such as the end of the diversity lottery. The legislation would be the most significant reform to our broken immigration system in many decades, and it represents a good faith compromise that will forever put an end to this disruptive practice." William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, spoke both in favor of President Donald Trump's policy of separating migrant children from their parents and released a statement applauding the end of that policy June 20th. He also did not address the child that's being held in the district in Kingston. Faso said on CNN, and I quote, "He's talking about a law that exists on the books that says if someone is arrested, they have to be put in a facility and that facility can't have children. So in that sense, he's correct. But in the overall context of this situation, he's not correct because right now we should act, Democrats and Republicans, to change the law and he should act to end the policy," end quote. Later in the day, Faso released a statement that said, and I quote, "I am pleased the president reversed his decision on enforcing the law in this manner. The next immediate step we must take is reconnecting separated parents and children as quickly as possible, and I will be working to ensure that is taking place," end quote. National reports indicate that thousands of parents and children already separated won't be reunited, and that only families arrested after the order was signed will be kept together in custody. Reports this week indicate that 8-year-old migrant Abel Alexander Orantes Lopez is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.